Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Debbie Meyer. She is the co-founder and co-CEO of Housewares America, Inc. Housewaresamericainc.com. Is that right?
Just go to DebbieMeyer.com.
That's right. Debbie Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R.com. Debbie with an I, with an I-E. Right. DebbieMeyer.com. You can find all her things there, the green bags, the green boxes, the cake cutter. Guys, you can't live without that, I promise you. Debbie, we're talking about what it takes to be a small business owner, what you got to do to pull it off. You have to become comfortable with two things. And if you can't do these two things, you will not make it. You have to get comfortable with risk.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to get comfortable with failure. What do you think?
I'm not talking
about thermonuclear full meltdown, right. You know, beat you into the ground failure. I'm talking about things that don't work out.
And that will happen on a daily basis as well. And you've got to have it in your own skill set, your own mind, your own gut, be able to switch gears, find the solution, be able to change it, fix it, whatever, or move on. And honestly, it's the risk part. I think it's good to be a little uncomfortable with it all the time because it makes you want to eliminate it.
But you and I both know people who literally, any risk at all, freaks them out.
Well, scare them to death.
And those people, we call them employees. Nothing against employees, but employees risk your capital. Entrepreneurs risk their capital.
And there is absolutely nothing wrong with going to work and for somebody else and being the best at that.
Right. Be an entrepreneur at your job.
Exactly. And I also love to preach that as well, because I believe you have to be the best of whatever it is you are, be the best one.
Yep.
But when you're doing it for yourself and you're doing it with your own capital and you're doing it for the reasons that are in your gut and in your heart, it takes on a new meaning.
Mm-hmm.
And effort, to me, putting in the time, the self-determination and all that, is not what I would call effort. You know, putting little marks around it. It's not even effort. When you're doing what you love, you're doing it because you love it. And it doesn't mean that there won't be sacrifices. There's certainly going to be sacrifices. There's certainly going to be disappointments. There are going to be frustrations.
There'll be many days when you look in the mirror and say, I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking?
Perfectly said.
Yeah.
Perfectly stated. And then you'll never have
enough cash.
Oh, absolutely.
And if you can't get comfortable with that.
And you know, you have a wish list a mile long, but okay.
Your business is like a teenager. It will always have its hand out. Right?
And that's true. And you have to manage so many parts of this all the time that sometimes your head will spin, and then other times you'll sit back and go, wow, look what I'm doing. Look what I've been able to accomplish. My mother used to always say, you want to know how to get a lot of things done? Ask a busy person.
Exactly.
And, you know, I get more done before 10 a.m. than most people I know in a whole day.
Right.
But that's because, you know, I just know that I want to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And you just mentioned a few moments ago that you and I in particular feel we're most creative early in the morning.
Most people are.
Mm-hmm. And that's when I tackle the things that need that. The busy work kind of things that I call them, you know, the little administrative things that have to get done, I will do later when I can.
The things that are the most important to you in your life, do first thing.
Absolutely.
Because that's when you're the most creative. It's when you're the most focused. It's when you have the most energy. For most people.
You're freshest, yeah.
For most people, that is. And, mm-hmm. and I will tell you something else. If you don't like getting up early, if you like sleeping in, you probably don't need to become a small business owner.
Oh, boy.
Unless you're running a bar.
Early is the time when I find the fewest people are actually around.
Right.
So that's, you know, you can focus, you can do so many things when it's early and nobody's there to ask you other questions,
right,
or, you know,
right,
phone calls. You're not getting phone, believe me, you're not getting phone calls at 6 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Especially if you're on the East Coast. So you just have to, you have to figure it out, but it has to be a measurable part of success. When you're going to put in the effort, mm-hmm, determine for yourself, is it going to be dollars? Is it going to be production? Is it going to be the number of services I provide? What is it going to be, how you measure it? If you want a business, make it a business. If you want a hobby, do it as a hobby. But don't expect it to be, you know, financially successful,
right,
on that,
right,
space.
Well said. DebbieMeyer.com, ladies and gentlemen. You got to find out that website. Find her also on HSN. She's when are you going to be back there, by the way?
I'm actually going to be there on the 19th and 20th.
All right, so check that out, folks. I never miss an edition of Debbie's show. Hey, Debbie, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
It's an honor and a pleasure. Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Debbie Meyer, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.